Good morning. Yesterday we saw that there is a prohibition to do business with an Oved Avodah Zarah, an idolater, on the day of his idolatrous holiday, and not only that, 3 days in advance as well. And we said that includes buying and selling to them and leasing to them and repayment of loans, repaying them a loan or getting repaid from them. Various forms of interactions on a financial basis are prohibited on their pagan holidays and 3 days in advance. So our first question today is, what is the basis? What is the reason for this prohibition? So in fact, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Vav Amar Aleph says, Ibailu asked the following question, Mishum Harvacha, is it on the one hand for profit reasons, because we are, Rashi explains as follows, if we do business with them, they are going to earn a profit, and accordingly, they are going to go and thank their idol, and that we would be violating the prohibition of lo yishama al picha. The pasuk says, Shem aleim achirim lo tazkiru lo yishama al picha. We should not be the cause for even an Oved Avodah Zarah going and praising their God and using the name of their deity. And if we do business with them during this time of the year that they are celebrating a pagan holiday, they indeed will go and thank their deity. So we would be violating the prohibition, the Isra Doraisa Lo Yishama Apicha. Or, continues the Gemara, is it because Dilma Mishum Lifnei Iver Lo Siten Mirchol, because of Lifnei Iver, that we are tripping them up and enabling, well, aiding and abetting them and doing an Isra. For example, as Rashi explains, we would be selling them an animal, and they will go and they will sacrifice it to the Avodah Zarah, and they are also prohibited on an Avodah Zarah. So which is it? And the Gemara then asks, Lamai Nav Kamina, what does it matter if it's prohibited? It's prohibited. If it's an Isra Daisa, it's an Isra Daisa. So the Gemara tells us that there is, in fact, a very important Nav Kamina, Di Isle Be'ema Ledide. If you're has that animal that he would be sacrificing. So because of the second side of it, the prohibition of Lifnei Iver Lo Siten Mirchol, I am not tripping him up by selling him the animal he's going to sacrifice, because he already had an animal independent of me. So there would not be the Isra Doraisa of Lifnei Iver, but nonetheless, there would still be the first prohibition of him earning some sort of profit, is benefiting from a business deal during that time of year, and he would go and thank his deity. Now, the Ritva says, interestingly, that it's not A or B. It's not either Lo Yishama Al Picha or Lifnei Iver. He says, for sure there's a problem of Lifnei Iver. And the question in the Gemara simply, is there an additional prohibition of Lo Yishama Al Picha? But either way, there's a Lifnei Iver problem. So that's when it comes to the reason for the prohibition of not doing these business transactions with the non-Jew. It's either because of Lifnei Iver or Lo Yishama Al Picha. But the next question is, so why 3 days in advance of that day? And the Mishnah tells us, Lifnei Eideim Shalov Dekochavim Shlosha Yami, 3 days in advance. The Gemara does ask the question, when we count 3 days, does that include the holiday as well? So if it's a one-day holiday, it's going to be 2 days in advance, and the holiday itself is the third day. Are we saying 3 days in advance, with the holiday being the fourth day? And just another point, Rabbi Shmuel is of the view that it's not only 3 days in advance, but it's also 3 days afterwards, because that whole period, be it 3 days in advance or 3 days thereafter, that is when they are going to be associating any profits that they have, any benefits that they receive, to their holiday and to their deity, and that's when they will be thanking their deity. So the question then is, so why 3 days in advance? Why not just the day itself? So the Chiddush Haran says, Shekol Zman Zeh Hu Mitasek B'Tzorchei Avodah Zarah. So it's this entire time, 3 days in advance, that he is involved with the needs of his Avodah Zarah. And accordingly, when he has a profit during that time period, he has a good business deal, he gets repaid on a loan, for example, it's that entire period that he's involved with the holiday, then he's going to be thanking his deity, and he's going to be believing that it was his deity that enabled to reap a financial benefit of some sort. So that's why the Ron says it's not only the day itself, it's 3 days in advance, because that's the time that he's involved in preparing for his holiday. And Rav Shlomo Kluger brings a different reason why it's not only the day itself, but 3 days in advance, because he says, Shekoach HaTumah, the power of Tumah, impurity, is not only there on the holiday itself, but it starts 3 days in advance as well. And he says, Lahavdil, we see the same thing when it comes to Kedusha. Kedusha, when you have an event of holiness, that the Kedusha starts 3 days in advance. And he brings from Parshas Yisro, the Pasuk that says, Vayu nechonim l'yom ha-shlishi, be ready on the third day, which is Matan Torah, that it's not only on the day itself, but the preparations and the Kedusha start 3 days in advance of the seminal event of the Kedusha. So Lahamdu, the same thing applies for Tumah, that it's not only the day itself, but 3 days in advance. So far we've seen now that the reasons for the prohibition is either because of Lo Yishama Apicha or Lifnei Iver, and why is it 3 days? Because that's the entire time that he's preparing for the holiday and will be thanking his deity, or because we have the Tumah that starts early, 3 days in advance. And we're just going to end on the final point here, that the Shulchan Aruch does paskin in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Men Ches, that there is a difference between the holiday itself and 3 days in advance of the holidays, that if somebody indeed violated the halacha, and he went and he did business transactions with a non-Jew during the holiday itself, so if it was on the holiday, Asr Bana, he's not allowed to have any anah from anything that he received from the business transaction. But if he violated the halacha and did the business dealings 3 days before, also wasn't supposed to, but 3 days in before, in that situation, what he benefits from, he's going to be mutter b'hana. So the profits that he makes from the business deal, it was usher for him to do it, but it doesn't take on an isra hana, as opposed to when he did the business transaction on the day of the holiday itself, the pagan holiday. In that situation, it's going to be an isra hana as well. Have a wonderful day.